that's the luck of rulers. You don't have to wait. You're not mechuyif to wait and say, let's wait until he gets into the city. And then the diamond will be worth 50 shkolim. So he owns 50 shkolim. But rather we say, no, the way he is right now on the road or in a small place, the diamond is only worth 30 shkolim. He only has a chiyuv to give 30 shkolim. That's cool. That's the discussion of Magolius Lekalim. He goes to Kula by the diamond he has. And the Lidin Bechvoidai, another hekesh is, Lidin Bechvoidai, Rashi says, Shem Erech Dover Shem Hashem Atlu Yibai, First Kogoyin Shem Erech Rishalai. Somebody says, I want to give the Erechin of my head. And since you can't live without a head, you have to give your Erechin. The same thing applies by Dumbim also. The person says, I want to pay how much my head is worth, he has to pay how much his own body is worth. So that's the hekesh, the Pasha paying Dumbim the value of yourself. Or the Pasha paying Erechin for these two things. By Dhammam also, you only give it the way you're worth right now, the way the pearl is worth right now, and we don't say to wait until we get it at a higher price, we'll be worth more. And here also, we don't say to wait, Bechvayda means be marich, your head, or you're making the head, or the money of the head, you have to pay the whole body. The other Gemara says, if so, Yechlai would have thought to say, Nakish Erechun Adomim, I should make a hekish of Erechun, should have the same halacha like Domim, Sheyitain Kishas Nesina. That you should have to give according to how much you can afford the shas you give it. Rashi said, the bedomim pshitalon, the yoye kashas nesin of loy kashas nether. You go boss how much you're worth at the time when you're paying, not when you made a nether. To a kevet b'shuk shomun, I say, your mama, the male life, let's say a guy says, the male life of Tishrei, I'll be mechayim myself to give how much money I'm worth to Hegdish. And he said it in Tishrei. And in Nisan he comes to pay. So Bezdin now when Nisim takes him and sees how much it's worth in the market right now. So that's the way it is by Domin. So maybe Erechin also we should go according to how much you're worth Peshas you give. On this time let me know. It says Kerkecho Yokum and a nice nalab is man Erech. That's from the Mishnah that Erechin is only depends how old you were, what age you were at the time when you made the nether, when you mechayv yourself to give the Erechin. If at that time you're only 19 years old, even though later when you come to pay up you're 20 years old, by Erechin you go boss Shas Han Neder Kerkecho Yokum and not Peshas Nesina. Now the Mishnah says Yom Shloishim Kilamata. If a kid is only 30 days old, so he has no Erechin at all. The Torah first gives an Erechin when he's 30 days and older. But 30 days alone is like less. Menu. Shinas Chomish, let's say the kid is 5 years old, is exactly 5 years old, is also Kilamata. Shinas Esrim, when a guy is 20 years old, Kilamata Mehem, it's like less than them. Because these are the ages that your Erechin change. When you're 30 days old, you have one Erechin. After 5 years, you have more. After 20 years, you have more. So it changes 20 in a day, 5 years in a day. But on the 5th birthday alone, you still have the local like less than 5. Shinemar, the pasuk says, V'yin mi ben shishim shon v'mala. Once you're 60 and more, then you go come down from 50 to 15. Harei onu lemeidim b'kulen mishnashi shishim. Learn everything from 60 years old. Mash nashishim kilamata. Just like here it says clearly, with you're 60 years old and more, that's when you didn't change. But if you're exactly 60 years old, that's like less than 60. Is af shnas chomesh, the same thing when you're 5 years old. Or shnas esim, when you're 20 years old, kilamata imenu. It's like less. When you're exactly 20 years old, you still have the cheshbin of a 19-year-old kid. Only when you're 20 years old in one day, that's when you have the new amount. Imenu. Hey, nimosa shnas shishim kilamata imenu. Lahach mir. So he asked the question back, no. L'chura, Mosa Shnas Shishim, we make the 60th year Kilamata, less than 60, that's L'Hachmir. They say you still have to pay 50, and not only 15. So what's the proof to say, Nasa Shnas Chomesh, Shnas Eslam, Kilamata, in the middle of Hokil, maybe that you don't say. When he's 5 years old, maybe he has to pay more than just 2 years old. Or when he's 20 years old, maybe more than 19. To say it's still like 19 is a kula. Maybe the local we don't say it. Talmud Lemna, the Pasuk says, Shona Shona, especially Gzeir Rosh over here. That Ma Shona Mur Bishnas Shishim, just like when it says the word Shona by 60 years old, it means Kalamata, if you're only 60, it's like less. Is Av Shona Mur Mishnas Chomish Ushnas Eswim Kalamata Menu. Bein Lohokul Bein Lahachmir. So the kids say when your price changes, it's when you're over 5 years. But exactly 5 years is like less. And exactly 20 is like less, only when you're more than 5, more than 20. Reb Lezer Weimer, now, how much more do you have to be? Reb Lezer Weimer, Yiseiros, Alashonim Chodesh V'Yamechot. Not just down 5 years in one day, but you have to be 5 years a month in a day. You have to have a full month in the next year, in the sixth year, that's when it changes. Now the Gemara says, Mufta, this Gzeirah Shav we have that says, Shona Shona is extra, one of them is extra, Mufna. Because the Ilam Mufta wouldn't be extra, Ikla Mufta, you could ask the question, you could have a chinuch, like we asked the question, I can learn that one from the other. Here it's the Kula, and here it's the Chumra. So Gemara says, yes, Shona Shona Yiseirah, Ksiva. Is an extra Shona, Trinta said the word Shona, it just should have said one, it says an extra one is extra. The Rashi says, it says there, V'mi ben hei shonim, V'yad ben chof shonim. It shouldn't have said chof shonim, it just should have said ad chof. So therefore it's extra. The other word says, Lema mathisim like Rebbe, our Mishnah is not like Rebbe. The Rebbe goes, according to Rebbe Yom, he says, ad v'yad b'chlal. I know in Svar, the Torah says something, ad chomish, so it means it's included. Chomish is included. The Tanya would learn like this, Miyayim harishoin v'yad yom ashri, by Pesach, you can't eat chomish the first day to the seventh day. Yochel, I would have thought to say, according to Rebbe, it says, Miben Chomishonim, V'yad Ben Esrim, so according to Rebbe, Midas Svorah, I should know, without an extra postlik, that Ad Ben Esrim means Esrim is considered like less. Because here the postlik says, Yom Rishon V'yom Shri. So Yochel, I would have thought to say, Rishon, from the first day onwards, but not the first day. Shviv l'shviv b'chlal, the seventh day, up until the seventh, not the seventh day also. Kinyan shenem, just like it says in the Parsha of Negoyim, Meroisha b'yad raglav. It says over there that if you have a nega on your body that spreads throughout your whole body, you become tor. It says if it spreads from your head to your foot. It's also like over there, Roisha b'roisha b'chlal, doesn't mean it has to be on your head. Means like from your neck downwards, the same thing, raglab or raglab echlal, doesn't have to be on your feet either. But if it goes from your head until your feet to nega, you become tor. So maybe here, Rishon Shvi also, Talmud the Pesach says, Ad yoyim echad v'yesu mechodesh. There, you can't eat chometz until the end of Pesach, to the 21st day of Nisan, that evening. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yaimin, no, I guess I don't need this Pesach. Rishon Rishon echlal, Shvi Yeshvi echlal. So when the Pesach says, Rishon and Shvi, they're both included, then around this part of Pesach, you can eat chometz. So according to Rabbi Yos, Ad is included, Ad v'yad b'chlal. So here also, Ad Esrim, so Pshit Esrim is included in the year before. So Moses says, no, Philo Tame Rebbe, even if he wants to like Rebbe, I'll tell you, Shkulei Mishkalei, Kroi, the Pesukim are equal, you can have both ways to darshan it. Michtik Siv, one Pesuk says, Mi ben Chodesh, v'yad ben Chomishonim. Yeah, so Chodesh, until 5 years. So I'll be mashma that 5 years is like less. Then it says, Mi ben chomesh, v'yad ben chof. So, lomli, what do I have to have it again for? Hilkach ish takumimu, they're equal-like. So as she says, Shkul ishak l'kro, shkul ha medrosh, l'fi medrosh ha-sharebi, yesh nachriya kalamat, yesh nachriya kalamala, k'yassim mi ben chodesh, v'yad ben chomishonim, v'yek l'kro, v'yaminin ad v'yad b'chlal, so that teaches already, ben chomesh is kalamata. But then it says, V'yir mi ben chomish shon v'yad ben chof. The Rebbe mi ben chomish or mi ben chomish b'chlal. To yom mi yom rishon rishon b'chlal v'reishon ha-sei klamat yukach. Then it says again from 5 until 20. So it says the word 5 twice before and afterwards. So here I would not know exactly what it means. Therefore here Rebbe also agrees you need the Gezeirah Shavah to teach us shona shona that the 5 is like less and 20 is like less. Amama, what we say before, that Roisha v'Roisha b'chlal, by the Negoyim, when you become tough, the nega spreads over your body, but doesn't have to go on your head. Raglav, the same thing about Raglav b'chlal, doesn't go on your feet either. I mean, no one, how do we know this? Shani, Simonim, the Gufim, Simonim, the Roisha. It's a smile, like the Simonim of your body, nega is totally in white here. On your head, it's totally in yellow here. So it's different Simonim, they don't mix one with the other. The boy is saying, the Pesach says, the Chomar, and you couldn't be able to see it. And when the Mega is doing the top of your head, and you hear there, the Kohen can't see it. So therefore, that's not included in your body. The Pesach says, Parach Tifrach, if the Mega spreads throughout your whole body, snuff to spread throughout your body means from your neck until your toe, your feet, but not including your head, not including your rectum. Then it says, Reb Lezer Weimer, Asher Yisairus HaLashonim Chodesh V'Yomech. It has to be a full month and a day in the 5th year or in the 20th year. Tanya, Reb Lezer Weimer, Nehmer Kanin says here Lamala, Ben Shishim Shonav Amala, V'Nehmer La'alon Chodesh Amala. By the pigeon, by a Bechor, it says Chodesh Amala. So Mala Halam Miben Chodesh V'Yomech is only after he's a month old. The next day, that's when it's called in pigeon. Is Afkan ben Chodesh v'Yemechot? For the Gemara Barviyema, ki Yosam Hosam Chajema Afkan Chajema. Maybe just like over there, it's only one day after you're a month old. So here also one day is enough. So where it says, I'm came to slow Gzereshova my honey. That I know without this Gzereshova. So bless the whole this Gzereshova comes to teach us, and the Pasha of Erechin, when does the year change? When you're a full month in the next year and a day. That's when the year, the amount changes. Turn around, but look like this. Shonu Hamura Bekodishim. When the Torah says an animal has to be 1 year old or 2 years old, Real Shonu Hamura Bebote Orechayma, Bebote Orechayma, that you could redeem it back the first year. We'll see. Bebote Orechayma, Rotshtiyah. The loch is about the chum will soon say shtei shonim shevesod achuzah. When you sell us the achuzah, the first 2 years you can't buy it back. It's only after the first 2 years you can buy it back. V'shei shonim shebeben ivri, you have to work for 6 years. V'chei shebeben v'bas, haloch is about a ben or bas, how old they are. Chulam yes liyes. That means you have to go bosa the complete year old. It doesn't change by Rosh Hashanah, but they have to be from day to day exactly a full year old. Now, Shana Shonamur Bakod Shaminolan, Omrabacha Bayakov Omakur, Kevis Ben Shinosoi, means Shinosoi Shalai, you go boss his year, the animal has to be within his first year, once it's a year old as possible. For Loy Shaminolan, we don't go boss the year of the year, the date of the year, to say once it came Rosh Hashanah, it's considered a year old already. Now, Shonamur Bati Yorichayim, and Ixiv, Atoim Shinasim Koroi, means you have a right to buy back only the first year. So it says, Mimkoroi Shalai, after your sale, for loy shon leminyolim, we don't go boss of the years of their calendar. We need to say when it comes Rosh Hashanah, it should be the end of the year. We go boss a complete full year, 12 months. Shtei shonim shebesod achuz v'chiv v'mispar shnei tfuas yimachaloch. That means you sell it for 2 years worth of tfuah. So from sometimes shadamoychol shalosh tfuas v'shtei shon, even though you sold it for 2 years, he could eat 3 crops. Mean to say, the kid says exactly 12 months a year. But sometimes he sold it right after Nisan, so he has 1 crop on it already. Then the next year, then the 3rd year, then the end of the 2nd year's crop also. Shei Shonim Shebevet Ivri, Nechsiv Shei Shonim Yavod Ubashvias. Mean to say, Zimnin the Bashvias Nami Yavod. You know, it says Bashvias Yetz Lechovshin, Vidashin Shei Shonim Yavod Ubashvias. Sometimes the 7th year also, he has to work. What does that mean? It's the 7th year of Rosh Hashanah. But it's not a complete 6 year that he worked yet, so he has to work till the end of that 6 year, complete 12 months. V'shevi benu b'bas, what does that mean, a full year? Kulam mi'es li'es, l'ma hi'chusa, om rav gidl om rav li'erchin. That's what the Torah says, if you give an erchin of a kid, depends how old you are, when does your age change? Not when Rosh Hashanah comes, but when your birthday comes, when you're exactly 12 months, here, at the end of the year. Rav yisav om le'pirkin di yoytzik doifin. And the Masechta Nida, the Perek Yitzvah, talks about a lot of lochas about when a kid is 12 years old, when she's 12, 11 years old, when you're Bredik Nidorin, depends upon how old they are. So what's called 11, what's called 12, when they're exactly 11 complete years, not when Rosh Hashanah comes. Omalei Abayin Rabbi Yosef, mi poligusu, do you argue? Like, are you arguing here, Rav and Rabbi Yosef? Omalei, we don't argue. Anor Michod Vua Michod, it's both true that the loch of Erech and the loch of the Perek Yitzvah from when a kid is called 12 or 13, they both agree is a complete 12-month year. But it must say, Arachi Nami Mestavro, because if this is the Sforoso, because these have every time what please the Machoikis, Man the Yomali Erechin, the one that says that for Erechin, you go boss of the year when 5 years means his birthday, the 5th birthday. So you want to tell me, Yomli, he doesn't say for Yotzi Beifin, is that true? I have Omer Rav himself here that says, is talking about Erchin, he himself says, Hilchos of the Kuli Prikun Nes Leis. He is so paskins dear Nidom that with all those halachas, when a boy and when a girl is called 12 or 13, we go bus a complete 12 years, Mes Leis. You see, Rav, it says the Erchin agrees also there also. So they both hold the both of them. It is so, how come each one says one? The Yellow Laman, the Yom Alerchid, my time, how come he doesn't sell Yetzidaifin? That whole Perak Mesech Danida. Dumi Yudianik, he says, we're talking about just the others of here also. We're talking about things that says in the Torah, it says in heaven for 6 years, yet, you can redeem it after 2 years. These are things the Torah says, the years. So therefore, Hanech Tiksivin. So Erechim, the Torah says, if you're 5 years old, 20 years old, the Torah says how much you have to pay. So that's why this Grice is talking about things the Torah talk about their age, it's talking about Erechim. But about a kid when he's 12 or 13, the Torah doesn't say clearly his age. Vidach, what does Yosef do with this? Here we're talking about the parashas of Erechim in this Grice. What does the Grice say? Sheva ben v'shebabas. Should have said rather the lashon of a zocher and nekeva. The Torah says the erechin changes by a zocher and nekeva. Lashon haTorah im zocher and nekeva. But since the Brice used the lashon of ben abbas, Mashma is talking about. It's talking about how old the kids are for different halachas of nedarim. How old they are. Hadamur says the maishno nekeva. How come by nekeva lady tichimiskuna when she becomes over 60 kaimatosa. Before 50, before 60, her Erechin Ish is 30. When she becomes over 60, it's a 10. So it goes down 1/3. It's still 1/3. Well, Maishna Zocha by a man, he's even less than 1/3. When a man is 50 or 60, he has to pay 50 shkolim. When he becomes over 60, he only has to pay 15. It's a little bit less than 1/3. So why? On Mechitzki, Yarmiyinshi, people say, Sabbath, basically, if you have an older man in the house, the grandfather in the house, Porcha, he likes, makes it hard on people, tells you what to do, he doesn't help, it's very hard to take care of him, Bebesa. But Safta, Bebesa, if you have an old grandmother in the house, then Simba, Bebesa, she helps along. Rashi said that she helps, still keeps along, she'll do some work, so it's easier. Therefore, she goes down less than a man goes down. So therefore, the man goes down more, and the Isha only goes down 1/3, and the man goes down, she stays on 1/3, and the man is even less than 1/3. Hadir lachoy histigyat. Okay, we'll stop here.